from KQED.
The San Francisco Bay Area has inspired more than its share of music. Otis Redding's Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, Tony Bennett, who left his heart in San Francisco, and Lights by Journey, to name just three. Add to that Berkeley-based rapper Tom Shimura, a.k.a. Lyrics Born, who regularly tweets and writes about life in the Bay Area. As part of our series California Songs, he talked with our producer, Susie Racho, about the inspiration for his song, The Bay.
After years and years of touring, you know, traveling the world, performing and seeing other countries, other states, other cities, I really gained a perspective for how special the Bay Area is. And I just wanted to be able to capture that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will soon touch down in the beautiful Bay Area. Please lean your seats back, cut your turntables up, and always hold a firm and
I really wanted to, you know, illustrate how, you know, culturally and ideologically we're so unique, and I think that's where the song came from.
And we appreciate you riding high into the team. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new day in the Bay.
Where the people are intelligent, articulate, eloquent, artistic, hardworking, diligent, both progressive and politically spirited, definitely in possession of the militant element. We hella independent, more than a
little. I've heard people say, I mean, we wanted to move to the Bay Area because of the music. You know, we just wanted to be around all this culture and all this music and all this, all the other things that make the Bay Area special and make the Bay Area known. And, you know, I think for most people not from this area, they look to the artists as the ambassadors, you know, of this culture in this area.
Now, I grew up in this area from a very early age. It ain't occurred to me the world could be much bigger than the Bay. Now, I've journeyed round the earth, man, I can certainly say, if I'm lucky, they'll bury me here. I'll hit the pearly gates. I spent my early days in Berkeley getting thoroughly blazed. Could have very well been worse, but I was mercifully saved. The Bay learned me how to persevere, endure, and maintain, despite adversity, courageously, with purpose and strength. The entrepreneurial attitude we had been serviced very well. With very little, we're able to adapt from independent record labels, newspapers, and stands. Exploring every avenue, nobody gave us a hand.
When I wrote that first version, maybe 2005, I guess it was, the Bay's changed quite a bit in the past 8 years, you know? I mean, and I think that we've sort of become, in a lot of ways, probably more cosmopolitan, you know? But I also think that a lot of the reason why people came here was they were attracted to the culture and they were attracted to the ideas. But as a result, it kind of squeezed some of it out, you know, a little bit. And, you know, I think that part is just we've been a victim of our own success in a lot of ways, you know. But having said that, I still love it.
Heathens and vegans, straight beggars and demonstrators, day laborers, slash caterers, slash bass players, slash waiters, slash painters, slash whatever pays in cash, ace raiders and giants, sharks, warriors and 49ers, the birthplace of defiance.
Earthquakes and fires, the birthplace of defiance. Probably the, you know, the one that I rewind in my head the most from that song. Because it's so true. I mean, you know, you think of all the movements that are popular now, most of them originated here, you know, from the green movement, obviously the tech movement, the foodie movement, the gay and lesbian movement, you know, it all comes from here, you know, and it's just something that we just have a knack for starting movements. I don't know what it is, you know. You know, I think I might write one every 10 years, you know, just to see how we're doing.
That's Lyrics Born talking about his song, The Bay. You can find it on his 2005 album, Same Different Day. If you have a favorite California song, let us know at calreport@kqed.org. And finally, this is the weekend to spring forward by setting our clocks ahead 1 hour when we hit the sack Saturday night. A little more daylight, a little less sleep. And speaking of sleep, we're devoting a whole show to it next month, and we want to hear from you. If you or someone you know has trouble sleeping, and just about everyone does these days, or so it seems, drop us a line in the middle of the night if you like. Send your sleep or sleepless stories to calreport@kqed.org. Tell us what keeps you up and what helps you sleep, if anything, and how the whole thing affects you and your family. Again, that's calreport@kqed.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org, and we're on Facebook, too. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Scott Schaefer. Our director is Susie Rocho. Technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Jim Bennett. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. Our editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.